Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, a new drive-by testing site opened up this week in Delaware County, but if you want to get tested there, you don't have a lot of time. KYW's Antoinette Lee reports the testing wraps up at 5 o'clock today.
The two-day testing site is located in the parking lot of Upper Darby High School on Lansdowne Avenue. Dr. Monica Taylor, vice chair of Delaware County Council, says it's open to the public from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. No registration is required.
Our goal is to try and test those high-priority individuals, the people who are at risk, the people who work in essential jobs. You don't have to have symptoms at all to be tested.
Any residents over the age of 18 with symptoms and or known exposure can be tested. Taylor says they're trying to make testing more accessible so they can defeat COVID-19.
So what we're trying to do is do mobile testing around the county. And so this week we're in Upper Darby, and then we'll follow where the health department suggests that we should go, whether it's a hot spot or whether it's just an area that we think we need more testing in.
Antoinette Lee, KYW News Radio.